This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Yeah, for sure. You only got to get on the highway to see the people, obviously a lot of them going to Cairns to work, but from here, say, you listen to people and they put it on Facebook. We're saving up to go to Cairns. We do all our shopping in Cairns, all our white goods. We even get our builders from Cairns. So there's no one harnessing all of this here. And, you know, my main discussion today, or my delivery, was about an economic development officer, a professional economic development officer.
At the council?
At the council, or a professional one in a separate organisation, an association, Economic Development Association. There would be people fund that person, because if that person was here, you'd have your botanical gardens up and running. You'd have your Mr. Abood, the Iranian investor, in bed. Now, there's no one on the council that really understands the economics. An economic development officer, you know, I've got here in my hand an economic development strategy written by the council, written in 2016. And it was for the 2017 to 2021, and it's in a drawer. There's no runs on the board. Beautifully written, lovely wording, but no one's ever done any action on it.
Who put that together?
Well, unfortunately, the deceased community economic development officer who started in 2014, but he died in April 2018. But it never ever got off his desk. He's obviously was sick before he died. But there's a lot of bullshit in here, I think, Paul. She goes on about the wellness industry, and how they want to build a wellness industry at the Mossman swimming pool, right underneath the biggest polluter in North Queensland. If you look up postcodes of Australia, our postcode is one of the biggest polluters in Australia. Hello. Right alongside and in between the only place on the planet too, with two adjoining World Heritage listed side by side.
I suppose the mayor would say, and some of the councillors, that some of what's in there is happening.
They'd have to say some, but Paul, it was put out in 2017 and it expires 2021. It's very similar to the Douglas Shire Council corporate plan 2014 to 2019. Is there much of that being done? Yeah, read that. Not much ticked off there, mate.
Apparently they've got somebody in council doing this economic development work. There's a lady doing it or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I accidentally stumbled across her because I had Dr. Alex Bernardi asked me to present today on the benefits of an economic development officer. And so I asked council, when was the last, etc. And they said, well, look, we've just appointed one this week. That was last Tuesday. Hasn't been announced yet, only in-house, in council staff. Told me on Thursday that she's been appointed as the community, she was the community officer, now she's a joint role of community economic development officer, the same as other staff members with joint roles now, and like a sport and recreation officer's now just been introduced, etc., etc.
Well, that sounds promising.
Well, I asked her to deliver today instead of me. I'm trying to retire and have fun. But she said, I'm not experienced. I couldn't do that. And I'm going on holidays anyway. So we've got someone inexperienced as an economic development officer. We should have someone highly experienced that can pull all of these businesses together, stop the bleeding of the dollar out of the Shire, and create more employment, a lot more employment, and economic dividends.
Now, you were saying also in your talk that we could grow herbs, we could create new industries here, but nothing's being done.
Yeah, look, I know from experience working at the Caboolture Shire, you know, 30-odd years ago, we had an economic development officer there. He introduced the growing of herbs. 1 acre of herbs would deliver an economic gain of hundreds of acres, if not 1,000 acres, of sugar. That's just 1 acre. Herbs growing in the tropics are sought after worldwide. Turmeric is an amazing product, turmeric, for taking away arthritic pain altogether. There's people on the Tablelands just getting over 50 farmers on the Tablelands right now would be talking. They're experimenting this week with land and places where to where to grow herbs, turmeric, garlic and hemp. Hemp is an amazing product worldwide. World War II, all our diggers' uniforms were made out of hemp. Hello, and this place here will grow hemp like you wouldn't believe. And it's all economical viable.
So the Tablelands have got a jump on us.
They've got a jump on us, a big jump on us. But why can't we even join in with them? Join forces, get our mental powers together and grow together.
You also mentioned Centrelink. You could get some of these unemployed people working as well.
An economic development officer would build an incubator with several, probably a dozen small little tight little factories. They could be side by side and they'd be trained, mentored into how to get into the employment, into the workforce. You'd find them that, you know, if they want to be a butcher or a baker or whatever it may be, or an artist or whatever it may be, and they're mentored all the way through, their hands are held, introduce them to the new employer, and they're mentored daily and then weekly and then monthly until they're safe. So it's just getting people off Centrelink, long-term people too. And we have this rich, absolutely rich Aboriginal, not only history but knowledge here, especially in botanical plants, medicine, in fire management. All of Cape York could come through this incubator if we get the okay on it. And I say we, it's not council, it's myself and my wife talking with government on Tuesday right here in Mossman, this wonderful place where we live. That's why we all live here.
Terry, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks, Paul.